I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Content Toolbox. And today's guests, we get a twofer. I am so excited because these guys are going to rock your world about podcasts. I know they are mine. So I'm happy to introduce to you Mr. Ron Cool and Mr. Corey Carter. Welcome, guys.
What is going on, Jen? Thanks so awesome. Much for having us today.
Yeah, super
excited. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be amazing. I'm super excited to hear all the nuggets you guys are going to drop here.
No pressure. And no. What was exciting is I got like first billing on that one. For, and that's two times today. It's pretty exciting. Usually he's always first.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to stop that.
Corey, he actually Venmo'd me some money right before.
I paid for that. So that's how it's working. You know, I got to pay.
I'm gonna call your editor and have you redo that. So,
all right. So I told you guys that that Ron and Corey here are you guys are here talking about podcasts. So tell us a little bit about your business, what you guys do, and how you're helping people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a podcast of our own called Hindsight Hacking, and we also have an agency that does the full workup of internet stuff, from funnels to graphics to social media and ads and all the fun stuff. And that agency, it is Hindsight Hacking Media. But before we launched our podcast, it was a completely different thing. It was an agency that did a little bit of some of the same things, but the podcast that we started basically changed our lives. And so then we found through the year that we had to help people get their voice out on their podcast. And we had to create something that basically took away anyone's excuse to getting their voice out there. So that's one of our number one things is how can we take away everyone's excuse to get their voice heard in any way, shape, or form. And again, we love podcasting. Doesn't always have to be your thing, but if you're not doing something, then you got to go and take some action.
I love how you just totally slid right in there like, oh yeah, we started this podcast and it changed our lives. Like, no big deal.
It's crazy because we talked about this. Like, you're told if you publish every single day for a year, it'll change your life.
Yep.
I did not believe that. I'm just putting it out there. Didn't believe it. It absolutely will, I promise. Like, it is the craziest thing on the planet, but it changes you and it changes everything that goes with it. But the other piece that I just want to expand on what Corey said was, not only do we help with podcasts, but we help get your vision that's in your head and your message that's in your head that it is given to you to have out of it. And we help you craft that in a way that it explodes out of your head and goes into the marketplace in a crazy way. But it's cool because there's no excuse attached to it. Like, since we do all the work, all you have to do is focus on two things. One, being you, learning how to be you in that world. And two, talking to get your message out and then selling what it is that you want to sell.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So basically, like, every entrepreneur needs your service.
Yes. Yes. Pretty much.
And it's going to change your life. Mic drop. We're done. Right.
Yes. We can cut in the show now. We have said all that we need to say, go publish, but you know, just, I want to talk about our crazy publishing schedule. And then I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So, when we started 2020 on 1/1, we launched Hindsight Hacking. And when we did it, we committed to ourselves that every single Monday of the year, we will have one episode drop. But then, you know, we found like, okay, like this is going pretty well. we've got these other special things. I think it was late February, we came up with Podcastinar, which could be, you know, your challenge, your workshop, your webinar in the podcast form. And then we started doing these special things where it's like, hey, we just ran five straight episodes of a guest and there's about them and their challenge or their whatever. But we still hit that Monday, no matter what, no matter what. And the year kept going. And then we were like, gosh, we need to do a Facebook Live. We need to be involved in our group. We need to find YouTube. We need to do all this stuff. Well, how do we have time for all that? Right. And so then we figured, how about we just do it all at the same exact time with our podcast? Then we started, now we go live and it goes to YouTube. It goes to Facebook in our group and our profiles. But then one wasn't enough. We had too many people wanting to be on our show. We had too many people we wanted on our show. But you're not going to be the subject matter expert if you never do a solo show. And so we definitely wanted to do that too, right? Yep. And so we went from one show a week to now our show is 5 days a week. And that's two interviews a week plus three of just Ron and I talking. So some people skip that because they hear us enough. but again, it changed everything for us and we wouldn't have it anyway. And all of our other content, and we can get into this later, comes directly from the podcast.
Yeah.
And now we have two other shows. So we have two other shows that we do once a week, plus ours 5 days a week. And but then
so you're publishing 7 days a week, if my math is right there.
Multiple times. So today I was on six,
seven times a week.
Published six different pieces of content today.
Wow.
Today.
I mean,
the other thing that I want to talk about, and I'm sorry I interrupted. I'm not used to being a guest. Isn't that awful? Like, what is my problem?
Run with it. Go.
What's crazy is during our journey, we noticed something, right? We noticed we weren't the subject matter expert on our show. We interviewed the subject matter experts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, that's a problem, right? So we noticed it around episode 22 and we switched things. And we're like, okay, you know what? We're going to teach people differently. So then when their show launches, they're the subject matter expert of their show. And we teach them how to start that way. You may have some guests, but you're going to be the subject matter of your own show.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Is that because, the Podcastinar?
No, that's just your show.
Okay.
Right? So your show is your show. And your show, you should be the subject matter expert of your show. I'm going to use a different form for a better example. Okay? Virtual summit. Everyone's probably seen a virtual summit. Everybody's probably attended a virtual summit. There's a person interviewing all these amazing guests. All these amazing guests, people are being interviewed. And then the person that interviewed all those amazing guests pitches something at the end, right? For you to buy. But so did every one of the amazing guests.
Right.
Who are you more likely to buy from? The subject matter expert or the interviewer?
The expert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we help people do their virtual summits in a way that they're the subject matter expert and we're the interviewers because we're not there to pitch anything. And then we bring them on and they're the subject matter experts. So everything we do is to help you gain more visibility, traffic, and sales, being the subject matter expert of what it is that you're the subject matter expert of.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really cool. So you're like, essentially you're kind of flipping the roles so that your authority is elevated as the subject matter expert.
Yeah. And so for anybody brand new starting a podcast, right. And just like us, and we want it. We use our show to get free coaching. I mean, hands down, we get all these amazing people to come teach us, right? But then, yeah, we wanted our audience to actually know that we were the expert too. And so you've got to establish that authority. And the best way to establish it is right from the start. And so many people, mm-hmm. you just don't know how to do it when you start.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, Corey and we have 40 plus years, mostly Corey because he's old. 40 plus years of
Corey
of experience in developing and helping people grow in their careers. And we did, we started doing these things in person. And then he found this online crazy space and he's like, let's do this. And I was like, no, right? Because I didn't understand it, right? But it's absolutely amazing because the impact you can create is tenfold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. If you're doing it right, which obviously right. You guys have cracked a cool method.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. So can I ask a couple questions about your podcasting schedule that you laid out?
Yes.
So three shows, one's 5 times a week and then 2 1-time a week.
Yes.
I know you said they're live. Are they all live actual in person, or have you done any where you're using like a streaming service?
Well, they're all streamed.
They're all live streamed.
Yes.
Live streamed. Okay. Yeah,
so it's not a restream of a recording.
Right. Okay. All right. So how has that been just in terms of holidays, vacations, that kind of stuff? Like, it just doesn't matter. You still make it happen?
Pretty much. I mean, when it goes to iTunes and all that fun stuff, it's consistent, right? So every Monday and every Thursday, it doesn't matter if it's a holiday, there's going to be one of our interview shows on iTunes, iHeartRadio, every podcasting place. On Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, it's always going to be just Ron and I. And so that's just consistent, right? And so if it's a Christmas day, then Ron and I, we just would need to be a day or two ahead, you know, from a recording, because we'll record live, right? So back up a little bit, we record on Tuesdays and Fridays live in our group, our interviews. So we record an interview, you know, like an hour before we got on here with you. Right. And then on Monday, there'll be that interview or another one that will go live onto iTunes, right? So every single day, we interviewed live for an hour on YouTube, Facebook, our profiles, and then a week or so later, it's live on iTunes, plus a dozen plus shareables go to the stories of Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And then probably 2 to 3 weeks after that, then we'll break it up into another 30 pieces of content. So when Ron was talking about us being in several places today, scheduled, we had three different posts, from 1 minute videos to just some quotes on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yep.
We had our live interview that we did with a guest that went to all those places. And then we had stories go out from other stuff as well. Yep. Right. So that's just today.
Yep.
Three different posts, a half dozen stories on LinkedIn, or not LinkedIn this today, but yeah, like that's kind of the plan and the method. And so if we're going live 5 days a week for our show, and then we break it up all into all that other stuff. And then on Wednesdays, one of our other shows, it's recorded live at 10 a.m. Mountain Time every Wednesday with actually another co-host. And then by 2 p.m., it's live on iTunes.
Wow. That's incredible. So how big of a team do you guys have?
Five people.
I thought you were raising your hand like me.
You're like,
oh, yeah, yeah. This guy and that guy down there is on.
When it comes to podcasting, specifically the editing and all that fun stuff, like it's run by.
Yeah.
We have help with in regards to Facebook ads, social media management, graphic creation, even though Ron does all the graphics for all the podcasts we do. We have some help on that side. We definitely have some help, and we still probably need more because we seem to be working every single weekend to execute everything. So
it's a great blessing. Like, I would love to have the problem all over again. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're scaling. And it's one of those things. Okay. Now I've learned I have a control problem, so I have to learn to let go.
Okay. I'm sure you're the only one that has that kind of problem.
Exactly.
Okay. One thing I want to point out before we move on here is that you guys, like, not only are you following the same, like, very similar repurposing thing to like what I'm always teaching and preaching, but you've taken it a step further because you're starting, like, you're creating video content initially, but it's live content. And so even when you have guests on, you're able to like ping them in. And so you're getting awareness right from the beginning, which I love. And you guys, we were just talking right before the show here. I'm like, very inspiring. And we're coming up on both 100 episodes and a year. So there may be some changes in this format.
I will tell you, there's two things that I would say. One, it's hard not to be live anymore. And let me explain that. Yeah. So we used to do all of our interviews on Zoom, and then we got into this live habit. And then we had to do some interviews that weren't live because we batched a bunch in this other program that we were in. And it was so awkward. It was awkward not to be live anymore. It was like, okay, yeah, I guess we're not live. So let's just keep going, right? And it was just a very awkward situation. The other thing that I would say, if you're going to go live, vet your guests. Make sure they're good for your audience, protect your tribe. Because when you have a podcast and you record these, if you decided, hey, Ron and Corey did a really bad job, that can just never see the air, like ever, right? Like it's, hey, Ron, I don't know what happened, but right? Yeah. But when you're live, not so much, not so much.
Yeah. And hence, Jen, why we ended up on a Zoom call, no recording, right? As we were talking about you coming on our show, which will happen someday in the near future.
Yep.
But that, I mean, that's why, because it's live, like we had to get to know and make sure that you are going to be great for our audience, as we know you will be. And yeah, I mean, we definitely, before we started going live, I mean, there's some of those episodes that that we'll never see the light of day. And so definitely vetting your potential guests is key. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great tip. There's one of the nuggets there, guys. Oh my gosh. Okay. So when you guys are working with people, what are some of the biggest or like most common mistakes or things that you're finding that you need to kind of course correct to get people on track with your program?
I think Ron wants to answer that one.
Here's the deal. If you've hired a subject matter expert, and I'm not saying we are or we aren't, I'm just saying, if you've paid somebody money, trust them to do what they say they're going to do and allow them to do it. Okay. Because so many people are like, okay, here's my money. And then we go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Should I share the story, Corey? You know the story. Okay. All right. So here's the deal. Somebody hired us to do, I don't know, podcast editing, graphics, and launch. We may or may not know something about that subject.
I mean, let's hope so. Let's go with yes.
Okay. Right. So we may know something about that. And this person is a mindset coach and life coach. End of story. She wants to be our coach. And we're like, hey, nope, this is it. And we kept going back and forth on her podcast. Like, I usually am really good at picking out what someone wants out of their head.
Yep.
Maybe two changes max. We're on like, what was it, 12? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Double digits.
Yeah, double digits. So I finally said, why don't you go in Canva, make what you think it should look like and send it to me so I have a better idea. So she did that. And as soon as I got it, I resent it to her. I go, what about this? And she goes, well, that's what I sent you. I go, yep, that's what we're going with. And she goes, well, no, wait a minute. I go, no, no, no. You clearly like that. You've decided we cannot help you design that piece. And I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to get her to understand, like, you paid us to do something.
Yeah.
Got 30 plus images now. Cause usually when I give somebody their first image, they get 12 options. And then we start whittling it down. It never gets added more, right? And it was just going the wrong direction where it was getting overwhelming for not only me, but for her. And I was like, so if that's what you like, let's just go with that. Mm-hmm. There's no harm, no foul. Let's just go with that. And so she's like, okay, I see what was happening. I'm sorry. I'll let it go. And I go, it's not about sorry, not about right, not about wrong. Just understand, if you paid someone that's helping you get somewhere that you feel knows more than you, let them do what it is you paid them to do. And so I don't mean that in a negative way, but that's probably, we've actually pivoted from two types of clients that we won't work with anymore because of that exact same situation. Like, because there was a trend that we're like, no, we'll just move away from that type of individual because that's just not what we want to do. Again, it's the creative juices. Like, it's important and we want to help you and we will take every amount of feedback that you can get, but you instantly will know if that person you can't please and it's time to probably move on and they can find another agency.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm curious, like how
my own to this, Jen, if you don't mind.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Corey.
Profitswithpodcast.com. You can check it out. And that's our podcast launching program where, you know, if somebody has an idea, there's zero excuse beyond that because we do all the graphics. We do all the editing. They basically need to go record, learn what they want their show about and then launch. Right. And then they're going to launch in the charts. We're going to teach them how to monetize their show. And all that fun stuff. But we don't have the typical execution that one might have where you go and buy a course and then you have full access to it and you never do it, right? And so for ours, it is 100%, we drop a week at a time.
Yep.
And after 2 weeks, because this is a 4 week course, after 2 weeks, if the person has not done anything, they don't get access to week three. And they, in fact, they get a little image that shows a lock, it's content locked. And yep. And so nobody has access to that beyond piece. I mean, they're not looking at weeks one and two anyway, but at the end of the day, you know, to help somebody kind of change course is we're not going to just give everything. We're going to figure out, or we figured out how to give what they should have and not overwhelm them. Yep. And so like, that's kind of one of the pieces too, that, you know, we had somebody the other day who was like, I want to launch my podcast on February 11th. And then I was like, well, you've only done part of week one and you want to launch in 2 weeks, but you haven't even got to week three stuff, which actually teaches you how to hype up your show. And then you should probably spend 2 weeks hyping up your show to be ready to rank in the charts when you actually launch so you can monetize your show. So go do weeks one and two, and then I'll give you weeks three and four. And so, but that's kind of one other way of how we kind of, for our clients, help them stay the course that they need to go.
Well, it's the accountability piece. So we are, you've committed. So before we do any of this, we're like, okay, this is a highly done for you thing.
Yep.
Right. It takes a lot of our time. It's Corey and I doing it. So there's got to be a commitment on your end. So if we don't see the commitment being held up, we're not doing it to be mean. We're doing it to hold you accountable to what you said you were going to do, which is launch a podcast.
For right? Sure. Yeah.
And what's more important, we don't want to be a course that someone buys and does nothing with, because we've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done that. And we don't want that course. Right. We want to make sure you get what you paid for, period, end of story. And if you get all the content and it just keeps flowing at you, you're going to get super overwhelmed. You're going to stop.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to stop and you're going to go, well, that was it. We're done. Right. And we don't want that. So we'd rather we had one person call and was like, hey, I can't open week three. It says this lock. I said, you haven't opened week one. You haven't got past page four in the workbook. Like, let's talk about it.
Like, yep.
I have no problem unlocking that. Like, if you went through everything and it checks off everything, because we get notified every time you check off anything, as soon as you finish week two, I'll unlock it like that. And he's like, oh, that makes sense. Thanks. I was like, perfect. Now go do.
Go get to work.
Yeah.
Big action.
Yep. Yeah. Isn't that like the big, like, that's the biggest thing with anybody is just take that step. Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. So how do you guys yourselves, and then maybe also in helping clients as well, actually come up with your content calendar, or like what you're going to be talking about? Like, what's your process there?
So we, with Profits with Podcasts, if anybody actually saw that site, they'll see one of the items on the list is a 12-month of content creation calendar. And that is, you know, basically workbook style, but we walk through how to create 12 months of content in basically a day or less. And then, you know, with our actual like higher touch group coaching that we do, we have like an interactive ability to, you fill out online and you get this like pretty calendar sent back to you. And so the first time Ron
makes it pretty.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you asked that question. This is how Ron and I went from a definite one time a week episode to five times a week, is because we filled out 12 months of content. And then every time we wanted to go do our, we call it a daily hack within Hindsight Hacking, we open up our calendar and go, oh, that's what we were talking about today. Boom. And then you're in it and able to do it. And it's easy and it's frictionless, because we try to get out there as much as possible with as little friction as possible. And so if you plan and fill out a calendar for content, then you should have a less trouble executing it.
Mm-hmm. Totally true. Awesome. I love it. Okay. So clearly we all need to go check out Profits with Podcasts. And you guys talked a little bit about podcast and art. So where can we send people to get more information about you and how to work with you guys?
That would be gethhm.com. So it kind of gives you the full gamut. And then if you're looking to start a podcast, that would be profitswithpodcasts.com. And then the podcast nerd, we haven't completely started pitching that, but we do have a podcastnerd.com site that kind of explains what it is. And it's just a very unique way to monetize a show to your tribe.
Yeah. And so again, but if somebody's doing a webinar, you know, the show up rate is pretty good for a webinar overall, and your execution should be pretty decent for a webinar, but the show up rate or listen rate, I should say, for a podcast, I think it was what, like 60% better than a traditional webinar.
Oh my gosh.
And so you can take your webinar and put it into basically a podcastinar and send out through their private signups every day, or more than once a day, but you send out the training for day one and day two and then day three, and then day five might have your pitch or however long it takes to go through everything. And so that's kind of where that came from. But you know, it's more than just the 5-day webinar. It's more than just a 5-day challenge or whatever. It could be something as a $7 a month private thing that you give to your coaching clients that mm-hmm. they have a subscription to, or whoever, right? Like, so it could be anything along those lines.
Yeah. So you're kind of taking like the sideways webinar in podcast format and like exploding it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Wow. You guys are so smart. Awesome. Okay. All right. Anything I missed? Any other advice that you guys would give to people who are probably like already on the journey or maybe just wanting to get started with the publish every day journey?
Yes. Pick me.
Okay. All right. Corey, you're up.
So wherever you're at in your journey, you've got to be consistent. And so if you're just starting, pick one day, go one day, go with one thing. If it's a podcast, awesome. Come talk to us. If it's a blog, awesome. Go talk to someone else. But at the end of the day, pick the one thing and do it consistently. Don't go from zero to I'm doing it 5 days a week. Go like pick one thing, go one day, commit to it, get your audience used to it, and then increase from there. And a perfect example of this, and Ron probably knows the story I'll tell here, but at Funnel Hacking Live in 2020, we actually got to know one person, and we were definitely like, we had gone through the similar like podcast launch time. They were actually like a month ahead of us, or this guy was a month ahead of us on launching. And we met him at Funnel Hacking Live, and we just bonded pretty good. And we started having like regular mastermind meetings with him and a few others. And then he pivoted from his business while we were at Funnel Hacking Live. And we're like, oh, cool. This is going to be awesome. And then something happened that, and then he pivoted again and came up with an amazing idea, like incredible idea that Ron and I loved. And I mean, if he would have said something, we would have partnered with him on it. It was that good. And then we started editing this podcast, and it was like really, really good podcast. And he was doing it twice a week, one solo, one interview, like everything was perfect. And then 2 months later, he pivoted again.
Okay.
And then he took 2 months off of his podcast, and then we saw something new, and then he had a new partner, and then that partner's gone. And so he is now in the exact same place he was when we met him at Funnel Hacking Live in FHL of 2020.
Interesting.
And you heard the stories of what Ron and I have been doing, right? And we were the exact same level when we met this guy, right? And so whatever it is you're going to do, just be consistent, stay the course, and you can pivot little things, right? Like some things, if it doesn't work, you figure it out, you move on, right? But you got to give things time.
Yeah. To move
on. And from a publishing standpoint, just be real and keep going. And if you pivot live, right? Like tell your audience that this isn't quite working. I am going this direction. Like take them along the journey, because I guarantee I unsubscribed from this guy's podcast when he took a 2-month break, because I don't want to get invested in something if it's not going to come in there. And I know there's hundreds of thousands of people like that. So just whatever it is you're doing, just keep doing it and doing it consistently.
Yeah. Wow. We've done many shows about that particular thing. Cause I literally called him and tried to talk him out of his pivot from his show. Cause it was, I was like, dude, like the wrong choice, like the wrong choice. And he's helped us stay the course in our own business, just to be completely honest. Cause we've watched somebody that was pivoting and pivoting and pivoting. Cause it's funny. People start something and they're afraid it's a get rich quick thing.
Yeah.
That's why they're afraid to start it. And then when they start it, they're super frustrated that they're not making a ton of money right away. Right?
Like, wait, but.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. It, right. So you have to understand it takes some time. If you stay the course, and we did a whole show, like you have to give your brand a year and be consistent to it for a year, then have conversations about it.
Yeah.
Right. So we really push that. We've added things into the brand and we've taken some things out of the brand, but the brand has never wavered. And I think people understand and enjoy about the brand because it's pretty much the same, but we've increased a couple things and we've added to it, but everything that we've added, you can still see the flair of the main company.
Yep.
Main image and the main storyline and the main why we do this.
Wow. I love it. Like that's it. And it's so, I just said, like, it resonates with me. I mentioned we're coming up on a year as well. And I'm like, well, I have not been, as we were just talking about, even my guest process, like I've been focusing on content and not necessarily on like essentially really monetizing it, just kind of finding my voice and getting stuff out there and being very consistent, which is great. And I'm like, all right, we're coming up on a year. So it's time to look at like how we're going to shift this. But, and there are times when I'm like, why am I still doing this? But no, keep going.
Yes. Keep going. But if you, from a let's just talk podcast specifically, right? And your thoughts on monetizing, if you were monetizing when you first launch your show, like you, it would never be something that's an extra to do. It would be a must, right? Mm-hmm. Like it wouldn't be like, oh, I know I need to do it. I just got to keep doing it. Right. And so that's kind of why, like, we knew the podcast was a must, but we knew like we wanted to, we should publish in Facebook. We should do a Facebook Live. Right. And so that's kind of why, well, let's, the thing that we're monetizing and the thing that we're utilizing the best for some of these relationships we're building is the podcast. So that's why it morphed into everything kind of goes around the podcast. And then we don't have to stress about the Facebook Live or whatever you're looking at. Right. So find a way to monetize the thing that you're publishing, and you know, it'll never be I know I should do this. Like it'll just be like, we're doing it. Like it's just part of waking up every day. Right.
Yeah. So Corey, what I'm hearing is that I should have met you guys before I started our podcast and then just followed your model.
We just helped somebody relaunch who never got in the charts ever. We rebranded them completely.
Yeah.
And they got 61 in relationships, wow, which is awesome, right? But yep, they followed the little procedure and how we do things. And now what's more important is I know they're more of a subject matter expert than they were before the relaunch.
Yeah. And I mean, even Monica Tanner, right? Followed the process. She had two full seasons on her show. Oh, I think it was over 100 episodes or maybe 150 episodes. And then she relaunched and hit number 4.
Wow. And,
you know, a relaunch could be fun and help get you kind of reset into, or anybody into, monetizing from that get-go of the reset. And again, as much complicated, it's as complicated as you want it to be, or it's as frictionless as you want it to be, depending on how you set it up. But yeah, it's, you know, you could always relaunch after, like do a party of 100 and then take a month off to reset and do it the new way. Could be fun.
Yep.
All right. So what I'm hearing is there's more conversations in our future.
Yes, of course. Yes. You're coming to our show.
I totally am. Awesome. All right. So, everybody, you guys need to go to gethhm.com or to profitswithpodcasts.com. And if you're interested in the podcastinar, that site is ready as well, right? Podcastinar.com. Okay. I'll make sure all the links are included here as well.
And you can find us on
final thoughts.
they can find us on Facebook, Corey Carter or Ron Cool on Facebook. And we've been told we're too available for people so that people can connect with us and have messages. And, you know, I made a post yesterday in a podcast specific group, and three people now are on our schedule. Just, and these are just like three free 30 minute calls that are going to happen just as they have questions about podcasting next week. And so, yeah, people can find us anywhere, and we are available as much as needed.
Yeah. And if you want to call me, just call Corey.
I love it. Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. I much appreciate it. I have a feeling we may end up needing to do some more as well. And having you guys back. So I really appreciate it. Awesome. Awesome advice.
All right. Thanks for having us, Jen.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.